The U.S. isn't alone when it comes to imposing tariffs. In Canada, the dairy market is regulated through a system of quotas and tariffs, and the Trump administration says that unfairly keeps American producers out of Canada. A familiar response from Canada: we're simply protecting our domestic industry with sensible regulations. But inside Canada, those same regulations have been blamed for high prices at the cheese counter, which has led some cheese lovers to smuggle. Nate Tabak has that story from Toronto.
Clara is a student living in Toronto. She's French, and she's flying home to Paris in a couple days for a visit. While she's there,
I go to the fromagerie, get a nice block of Comté.
Comté is kind of like Gruyere, but made under strict rules in the French Alps.
It's easy to bring back because it's not gooey, and you know it's not going to like give a scent to your entire suitcase.
Clara usually gets around 2 to 4 pounds, but she gets nervous when she lands in Canada and goes through passport control.
I'm also a terrible liar. And I hate lying. So every time right before I have to talk to the person at the border, that's when I'm like, oh, they're going to ask me if I have food. Oh, probably shouldn't mention that I have cheese in my suitcase.
When they ask you that, what do you say?
I'm like, no. Yeah, I don't usually say anything. I stress a little bit. And then it's usually over in 2 minutes and nothing happens, so...
Clara's done this 6 times, but she worries about getting caught, so she asked me not to use her last name. She breaks the rules because Comté is a lot cheaper in France.
See, 8.20 for 100 grams.
Is that a lot?
Yes.
We're looking at a piece that's around $30 a pound. In France, it's anywhere from a quarter to half that. It's not just Comté. Cheese tends to be pricey in Canada, pricier than other cheese-loving countries, including the U.S. So cheese smuggling is a thing here. A few years ago, an organized smuggling ring was broken up in Niagara, Ontario.
For months, police have been sniffing around pizza shops in Fort Erie asking about cheese.
It involves thousands of pounds of cheaper American mozzarella being smuggled across the border. A cop actually went to jail for it. It's not just the price, though. It's a limited selection.
Getting cold out there, eh?
Serena Pararajasingham owns Uptown Brie. It's a cheese shop in Toronto's midtown. Sometimes her customers ask her to smuggle cheese for them.
Customers who are, like, really good customers who, you know me from, like, day one, they would come in and they'd say, oh, are you able to bring that? Because they know, like, you know, and I still have to say I'm sorry.
Pararajasingham probably isn't the best person to ask. She was a corrections officer before she started selling cheese. But she sympathizes with her customers because sometimes it's hard supplying them with their favorite cheese. Like this one from Spain. It's called Don Heliodoro, and it looks like it's covered in petrified moss.
This is definitely a good one.
What's on there?
It's actually covered in rosemary wax. It's quite nice. So give that a try.
Oh, wow.
I will try some, too. That's delicious.
She can't always get Don Heliodoro from her suppliers, and it usually sells out pretty quickly, even though it costs around $33 a pound here.
So one of the big problems that we can't get a lot of international cheeses is because of our quota regulations here in Canada.
That's Cecilia Smith. She's a professional fromager, kind of like a sommelier, but for cheese. We're sampling cheese at the St. Lawrence Market in Toronto, and there's a very specific kind of Pecorino Romano she wants me to try.
You don't have any of that, okay?
Smith is from England. She smuggled a lot of cheese since she moved to Canada. She says it's mostly stuff she can't get here and that she wants to try.
When you start talking to people, everybody does, well, lots of people do it.
She started declaring her cheese at the border 4 years ago, but she still brings in more than she's allowed to.
Feel bad?
No. There are worse things.
But you're disrupting the market. I mean, I think that's the argument for the protection.
Okay. So if we get on down, right down to the morals, then yes, I probably am disrupting the market.
These rules are there to protect Canada's dairy producers, including Mountain Oak in rural Ontario. There's no cheese to be seen here, just a murky pool. Then Adam van Berghig flips a switch. A chain slowly pulls up a metal shelf. On it, 16 wheels of Gouda, dripping with saltwater brine. Van Berghig owns Mountain Oak with his wife Hanny. They're from the Netherlands. It all started because they missed the cheese from back home.
We couldn't find what we were looking for. So that's one of the reasons that we finally started to make cheese ourselves.
Their Gouda is winning awards, and business is growing. So is competition. including cheaper Gouda from the Netherlands. It's part of a new trade deal with the EU.
I'm never worried about competition. Competition keeps us sharp, as long as we are all on the same play level.
That's why he supports Canada controlling cheese imports with quotas and tariffs. They help balance the fact that cheese producers in the U.S. and the EU are using cheaper subsidized milk.
And over here, we don't get any subsidy.
Van Berghig worries that Canada might ease these import controls because of U.S. pressure, but he's confident his Gouda can hold its own. As for Clara, she made a tough decision in France. She left the Comté behind because her suitcase was overweight. Though she did bring a few pounds of chocolate, Canada has limits on that too. But Clara didn't declare hers as required, so technically, she smuggled it. For The World, Nate Tabak, Toronto.